Listen to Tony Rice. It's the final live Verulam Sport of 2018, and what has been a phenomenal year for so many. And we're joined on the line by a man who's starred, brain mastered, and orchestrated one of the stellar stories, I think, from a kind of Hertfordshire St Albans perspective, from a sporting front in 2018. Welcome back to the show, Chris Hitch, pitcher occasionally, all-time great fieldsman and coach and overseer of the champion Hertfordshire Falcons. Welcome back to Verulam Sports.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Well, do you know what? I'm doing very, very well indeed, Chris. And I've got to tell you, one of my highlights of 2018 was getting to know you in the mighty Falcons. And you're a star, sir. You're a humble, humble man, but I feel slightly hoodwinked. I really did. You managed my expectations into such a lovely lull of this is the transitional team, and we're young, and we're up and coming, and we're hungry, and, you know, and you only went and won the whole league. My goodness me.
Tony, just to clarify, we finished second, but we reached the finals, which was still an impressive achievement.
Indeed, but you go to Europe though, right?
Yes, correct. We still go to Europe. So the top two, a little bit like the Champions League, go to Europe. And that was another highlight of the season.
But again, based on what you were saying, you know, to have achieved that feat is something quite phenomenal. The young team showed wonderful spirit and really overcame some big guns in the playoffs, didn't they?
Yes. So as we've discussed throughout the year, this is my first year as manager of the Hearts Falcons, and we are creating a four-year kind of program to achieve the ultimate goal of winning the national championships. And so this year was all about building the team, building the confidence, bringing up some young youth into the team that is coming up from our youth rankings. And as you mentioned, we exceeded our expectations, and we beat some seasoned teams like the London Capitals and the Southampton Mustangs to reach the final.
I mean, like I say, it was phenomenal because, you know, I guess a playoff run would have been great. But the beauty of playoff sport is that, you know, it's that moment. If you get that momentum, you get hot, you know, and the sky's the limit, and you guys soared.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We actually were still battling to get into the playoffs. And I think, as you said, it put us on focus that we needed to play better. We needed to be playing as a team. And we, the last few weeks, we clicked, we played better, which put us a spot on the playoffs. And then, as you said, once you're in the playoffs and with some momentum, we really played some amazing games to get into the finals. We run a bit short at the finals, but London are a very seasoned team. They have tremendous players, you know, it's not a fluke that they won. Since it's the only team in modern British baseball to have won five national championships. So it is a very good team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess now the challenge is to kind of, you know, raise the bar, keep that project rolling. How's the off-season been? I guess, are you recruiting players? And again, talk us about the challenges 2019 poses, because, you know, it's not just UK. You are taking on some of the best in Europe.
Yeah, so one of the great things of finishing top two, as I said earlier, is we play in Europe, a little bit like the Champions League of the best two teams around the whole Europe, and we're put in certain groups based on last year's performance of the team. So we're playing in Moscow in the first or second week of June. And in terms of recruiting, of course, us finishing up second has meant that people are interested in joining us, of course. I've also called some players because we need to be strong in both fields. In the local league next year, carry that momentum forward, but we also need to focus on Europe, and that is a week of baseball. It's in June, as I said, which can could clash with some kids at school, and we need to take a strong team. It's a bit, again, like football, that when the teams go to the Champions League, they need to recruit and get more players and good players to deal with strong competition.
Hey, the Falcons soar into Europe. I love it. Have you guys got the schedules? When does the season kind of begin again afresh, 2019?
Yeah, the schedule has not been finalized yet or confirmed, shall I say, but it's expected to start on the first week of April, like it did this year, and it will go all the way until the end of August. And then the playoffs, first or second week of September. Again, we will have that week of the 10th to the 17th of June, that weekend of the 16th and 17th of June, we will have it off because we will be playing in Europe. And then it's not clear yet, but I can imagine that the weekend of June 29th and 30th, when Major League Baseball is coming for the first time ever to Europe, and especially coming here to London, it's going to be a very big event, so we don't want to run in parallel, shall we say.
A big, big year for the Falcons. Big, big year, as you say, just there for baseball in this country. You know, again, for me, it's been awesome to get to know a little bit about you guys and follow your successes this season as a novice to your interesting sports. Big fan of the NFL, though, for many, many years. And I've really appreciated the developments and the evolution of the fans' understanding of NFL since the International Series has kind of come into effect. I can envisage an NFL franchise in London before too long. And even 2 years ago, you'd have been in a loony bin, really, for saying that so assertively. So I guess, optimistically, similar things can happen with baseball kind of doing the rounds, coming to the UK and really educating people as to the dynamism and the power and the intricacies, though, within your great sport.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's what we're expecting. The whole baseball community is excited about this event and our club itself, too, because we hope to see more interest of the people to not only watch baseball, but I think participate. I think it is a fun sport. It caters to really to all ages and all levels and all skills, because you know, you will see those that are more powerful, that they're not super fast, that they can still play in positions like catcher, pitcher, first base, that can hit the ball hard. Then you have your quick feet, the smaller small athletic body type that can play positions that need a lot of quickness. So it caters one of the best. For example, one of the players in the MLB, he's about 5'4", and then a lot of the great players. There's another great player is Stanton, is about 6'7". So you can see that there's a huge range of sizes and heights and all that. So it is a sport for everyone, and even if you are for example, a kid, you can play both adult and youth, and even we have for the ladies, there's softball in the UK, and softball is actually quite big.
Something for everybody. And I'll tell you what was awesome chatting to you this season, Chris, was also getting an understanding within the bigger project, which you're well ahead of target for, is the kind of family ethos and kind of philosophy that underlies it, and the awesome kind of carnival big events with loads of youngsters from Coventry, from Peterborough, right across the country, coming to our area to enjoy your wonderful sport of baseball. So, you know, that was an amazing aspect of the big, big picture, which is Hertfordshire Falcons. To it, I salute you.
No, yeah, thank you very much. And it's not just myself, but a big group of volunteers that have the passion of baseball and softball. And as you said, Hertfordshire Baseball Club is the second, allegedly the second biggest club in the country, and we offer all sorts of events. As you said, we have a big youth program, and we have we host the biggest youth tournament in the country. We offer again on the adult baseball side. We offer we have different teams with different skill levels, and although my team, the Hearts Falcons, we're participating in the top level national baseball league. We have our single A team, which is kind of the lowest ranking in the country, but that's a perfect opportunity for people who want to try out for a new sport. And as you said, we welcome anyone of any skill and ideas to our fun. It is one of my ethos in even in our club. When we're in the national level, we are supposed to win, and we would like to win, but we are not professional baseball players, and therefore I'd reiterate to all my players that above trying to win at all costs, first of all, is having fun, because we are putting our soul, we're sacrificing a lot in terms of time, yep, family and all that. You have to make it fun. So yes, we ensure that we do that at Hertfordshire Baseball Club.
And also, winning, though, does help, and with a smile, and off to Europe as well, as we've said. Now, Chris, if people are listening and fascinated, want to learn more about you guys and your journey to Europe as it rolls in around about June time, maybe somebody's ears pricking up thinking, I think I could swing a bat, I could add something here. How can we get involved? How can we learn more about the awesome Hertfordshire Falcons?
Yeah, so the best way is to reach us on our website. If you type Hertfordshire Baseball on Google, we'll be the first on top of it. But our website is heartsbaseball.com. And there you can go to our Contact Us tab and reach us. We will on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at heartsbaseball. And again, through Twitter, you can send us a quick message, and one of us will be in contact with you. And we have not again confirmed dates, but around mid or end of January, we are going to start our indoor training sessions, which is an absolutely great opportunity to try it out, because there's no pressure. There's usually, we get a load of new players. You won't be the only one not knowing how to even grab a baseball or putting a glove on. So you'll be there with others that are experiencing those same feelings. But then you will also have a lot of us, the most experienced, in there to teach you the fundamentals. Because once the season starts, you get split into teams, and yeah, we sometimes see each other, but we're playing away, home. It's difficult to socialize that way. But in those indoor training sessions, everybody is in one roof, and therefore you can learn from the best, but then practice with people from different levels.
Do you know, Chris, honestly, your energy is so powerful, and I just appreciate it. I got a big smile on my face. I think that sounds great. Once again, how can we get involved? What's the best website and way to pursue this? And just maybe try something new in 2019. Why not?
Yeah, well, why not? That's all I say. There's no commitment. You just show up to the training session. And again, if you go to the website, www.heartsbaseball.com, you will find link, contact us, and in there we will soon post our training sessions, where, when, what time, and you just need to literally show up, and we will provide everything that you need.
Do you know what, Chris? It's been great to chat to you tonight. Great to talk to you all season after you managed my expectations so exceedingly well. Congratulations for being so far ahead of Project 4 Year. And just congratulations for building such a wonderful culture of not only success, but family, fun, energy, and basically just all-round good stuff. Thank you once again.
No, thank you, Tony. Just last word, it's been a great pleasure talking to you all year long, and thanks to all the listeners for listening to us and to me throughout the year. I just want to tell all the listeners that, try baseball, but if not, try a sport. It's good for your body, mind, and I wish you all a happy holidays, and I hope 2019 is even better.
Do you know, I absolutely, literally got my thumbs up, buddy. That was so, so on the point. I just wish you nothing but every joy you deserve, Chris. Thank you once again. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And, of course, everybody involved with the Half Cheer Falcons.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you too.